This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, stuck in a car wash and number two in the car. We'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All material. The old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now.
Do we have a phone call?
Oh, we do. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, man. It's Donnie Baker, man. How you guys
hey,
doing?
Hey, Donnie.
Man? Hi, Tom. I heard you say it's your favorite time of year and stuff, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As for me, too. You know why, man?
Why?
Because chicks are putting their shoes back on, man. I hate bare feet anyway.
Oh, you do?
Really?
I swear to God I do. Man, one time we went to this place called Captain Eddie's. You ever been there, man?
No.
You guys know Eddie Heath?
No.
His uncle owns it, but his name is Norman. He didn't think Norman would make a good seafood restaurant name anyway, so he used Eddie's name.
Yeah.
He got a good percentage of it. I love good seafood, man. I'm sitting down eating my seafood dinner, and this chick's wearing flip-flops in the booth next to us, man.
Yeah?
I can't stand looking at bare feet when I'm trying to eat. I swear to God I can. I could barely finish my catfish nuggets, man. So I'm going to put this far out. So I went up to her, man. I grabbed her big toe. I was trying to be all cute like I was interested in stuff. I was like, hey, this little piggy went to the market. And I grabbed her other toe. I said, this little piggy stayed home. And I grabbed her other toe. I said, this little piggy had roasted beef. And this little piggy had none, man. Then I pointed right in her face, got all mean, and I said, and this little piggy got drunk and polished Donnie Baker's pork sword, man. I swear to God I did, man. The manager couldn't stop it because he couldn't see it coming, man. He just thought I was hitting on her and stuff. I told her, man, I said, just because I want to nail you don't mean you got to show off your hammer toes in public, man. Now come get some crab meat. I swear to God I did, man.
Yeah.
She ran out, she was crying and stuff. Then she backed to my buddy's Ford Escort. It's great. Great seafood, man.
Good.
And this other time, man, this one time, man, this chick tried to cuddle up with me in bed, man.
Yeah?
She tried putting her toes on mine, man, trying to warm them up. You guys ever do that?
Yeah, I actually enjoy that.
I ain't nobody's tootsie toaster, man. I swear to God I ain't. So I pulled the covers up over her face and I cut loose, man. I swear to God I did. I was like, welcome to this baker's oven, baby. She started coughing and stuff, man. She said she couldn't see. I was like, well, put on your fog lights. Why don't you stop and ask for directions anyways, man? You're sleeping with Donnie Baker. Your feet should be up in the air anyways, man. I swear to God I said that, man.
I'll bet you did.
You're going to sleep with me. You're going to sleep in the ready position.
Yeah.
It's my water bed. I make the payments and the rules. I And then she got all pissed because she seen the low battery light on my camera start blinking behind my ball cap.
Uh-oh.
plugging that stupid thing
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I think so.
She's like, you're sick, Donnie. You were taping us doing it. I was like, that's impossible, Tanya. I don't even own a widescreen.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's what I said, chick. I said it right to her face.
I bet you did.
That's why, cause we broke up, too, man. Trust me. I came out ahead, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, 3 weeks of solid pork-a-palooza, and all it cost me was a pair of Tom Petty tickets.
Man.
I swear to God that's true, man.
Donnie, I don't want to hear any more about Tom Petty. Get back to work.
Don't you shut up, Randy. You're just pissed because the Backstreet Boys canceled. Free tickets. That's why you got the t-shirt, you queer.
Oh, boy.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
During the break, we were discussing the exciting life of Josh Arnold getting stuck in a car wash.
Yeah.
I had the same exact experience last week.
It's a shame
week.
You weren't together.
I know.
Yeah, I know. I guess especially Christy loves
them. Yeah, I love them. They turn me on. Oh.
I love car washes, too.
They turn me on. But she has a secret fantasy. Or, well, not secret anymore, but a
fantasy. Yeah, doing it in a car wash.
Yeah.
But it's not long.
You've never done that?
No.
Wait a minute, Pat.
It takes 3 minutes.
Parking lot, car wash?
No, sure, Pat. If you've done it in a car wash.
Can't? What do you have against the indoors? Why can't you in a conventional?
Good for you, Pat. I don't know. It's a turn-on being outside.
Good for you.
Being outside
in a car especially. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Pat. Are you telling me that you have had a romantic...
movie theater, yeah. Car wash.
You sexual deviant.
There is no way you did it in a car wash.
No, he's
Yeah,
how about a blanket outdoors on a blanket?
No, picnic,
in the field.
Yeah. Yep, done that.
Good for you.
Got him. Glad I wasn't flying over that.
You put your bat in the upper deck on a park bench. Ever do that?
Okay, let's move on. I'm sorry I brought it up. I was just saying it would be a nice weekend to get a car wash. Now you're ruining it. Okay.
How many times a day on average do you get your car washed? It's got to be twice at least.
No, usually once.
Have you gotten it done twice in one day?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because
I have that pass where you pay by the month and you get the car washes you want.
You don't have to 3 times a day. What's the record? 4 times? 5 times?
Well, it depends. The other day I went through and then I came out, went somewhere, came out, and there was bird poop all over my car. I drove back by.
You were out mudding?
There's two of them I drive by all the time. One of them I don't like because they've got a giant concrete wall and you've got to drive through it like you're driving through a minefield. Hey, look at that concrete wall they put up that has all the streaked paint on it from people who can't make that left turn.
Well, thanks a lot, you guys. One of my kids just texted, I'm never going to drive in a car wash with you ever again.
Oh, that is creepy.
Yeah, that is super creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. Ava, can you shut your eyes for a second?
No, I made Willie.
You might want to turn the radio up. And roll in. Give the window a crack, will you?
I've never done anything.
I'm
going to
need one of those wipes.
Hey. I've never done anything, but no. I'm with Josh. I've never gotten stuck before, and it's kind of a weird feeling.
It is. It's like, oh, how long am I going to be sitting here?
And did you get stuck where the octopus things are, so it's almost claustrophobic?
Just past those, but they were on the back windows, yeah.
The octopus thing. You're talking like me now.
Yeah, so it's post-octopus pre-rollers. Is that what we're talking about? I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
I love a car wash.
Me too.
I wish they were a mile long.
Me too.
I agree with Josh.
There's a great idea.
They're so relaxing. Yeah.
Of course, it would be completely inefficient and uneconomical. But
sure, yeah.
Cool idea. The mile long car wash.
Yep. You could have it like a perpetual car wash. You get out and go right back in.
Like a lazy river.
Around. He has the monthly pass. He could go in and he could just keep going around.
You're so proud of boasting. I'd go from New York to L.A. in a car. Man, 4,000 mile car. Yeah, 9 months.
You know, tomorrow is the summer solstice.
Oh.
What does that mean?
That means it's the first day of summer.
Oh. Okay. Does that mean we have to play that song?
June 20th?
No. It's all up to you, pal. Don't act like we have any say.
Is that the same one?
That's Equinox.
That's Equinox. It's a different thing. Okay, sorry.
I don't think we have a summer solstice.
Now, I made Willie get his car washed before he had to get it serviced the other day. Because I read this article saying that Willie had to get his car serviced and it was filthy.
Right? Is this like
it wasn't filthy.
Cleaning your house before the maid comes?
No.
Is that what this is?
No. I read this article. They did this survey and they found out that if you take a clean, organized car to a car dealer to get repaired, the mechanics will take better care of it because they think you care about your car. if you take a filthy car in, it's not going to get such good service.
What? I was worried that mine got too clean and that they know that I'm a phony. They know that I'm lying, bringing it in. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense to anybody?
Yeah. Well, I can fastidious remember, is what he is. No.
When we had to sell your last car, I remember getting a giant garbage can, taking out on the driveway and just... It was an archaeological dig.
I've been there.
The history of marijuana papers and fast food.
I don't do anything to my car before I go to the mechanic now, because one time I went and got my oil changed and got a few things done, and then I filled my tank, and then I went to get an inspection, and they told me all the things that were wrong with it, and I ended up trading it in. I wasted so much money getting these other things done. I couldn't afford the repair, so I had to get a new car.
Okay.
Yikes.
That makes sense.
It kind of does.
Where were we?
I don't know. Where were we?
Christy?
I'm stuck in a car wash.
Okay. I've got kind of a cool story. Did I send you the story about the dog? This is a really great story.
Yes.
And there's something kind of odd about it. Do you want to explain the odd part about the dog's name, Christy?
Yeah, the dog has a weird name. It's T-T-I-R-A-D-O.
But it's for a really good, cool reason.
Right. He's named after the New York firefighter, Hector Louis Torrado Jr., who died in service in 9/11. Mark Howell of the TSA explained that canines are given a name honoring someone and are identified with a double first letter. So TT is pronounced as though it would be just the one T, the Torrado.
So one of those, yes. If you see one of those dogs, it's named after a hero.
Yes.
It's, and that's so cool.
That sure is.
But the story about
this
dog.
Did you see this video? Because I have a friend that sent me this video earlier in the week.
Maybe I did. Is this a blindfolded dog?
No.
Okay.
This dog, it's an explosives detection dog, was showered with tennis balls in celebration of his retirement.
So right there, you've got the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, that's so fun.
The dog's going, this is great.
Oh, it's the joy. You could just see it. Toronto's been working with the Transportation Security Administration at Indianapolis International Airport for the past 8 years. He has also helped during security operations for the Indy 500, the NCAA Final Four, Kentucky Derby, Super Bowl, and 2017 at the presidential inauguration.
Wow.
May 29th, his last day on the job, he was given a special farewell.
And a gold watch.
A gold tennis ball. The dog was sniffing out a roller suitcase before getting showered with tennis balls.
It's hilarious.
There's a bench of
He's
seats.
Wagging his tail.
Yes, he's so excited in this.
Is that a black lab?
It looks like a black lab, yeah.
What a sweetie.
Yeah, so.
But Torrado was adopted by his handler, Keith Gray, so he'll have a very nice life in retirement.
What a sweet, happy. We'll put a link to that up there.
Do you see what they've trained them to do, though? Instead of pawing at what they find, they just sit and stare at what they're, if they find something. It's very cool.
It is. That's some incredible stuff.
Yeah. And he was a bomb-sniffing dog.
Right.
So this is one job you do not want to go out with a bang.
No, no, you don't.
Or you can't let that dog in here during sports.
It's
a bomb.
You're self-defecating.
Yeah, I'm self-defecating.
Self-defecate,
yeah. Right. I'm self-defecating all over the place.
So sweet.
It is sweet. It's
good
a
dog.
Really
good
sweet
dog. I did not know the... origin story of those names, but
I didn't either.
That's really great.
It sure is.
Really something to know. We'll stick that story up on the various Bob and Tom social media platforms. Also up there, by the way, on a much lighter note, some great music from Duke Tomato and the Power Trio from yesterday's show. And the building we're broadcasting from, very few people are allowed in this building.
That's right.
And no guests of any kind are allowed in here.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to put the boys outside. I had to rent a portalette.
Oh, just terrific.
You would have thought they would have waived bathroom rights, but no.
You would have thought.
Of course, I said, well, can't they just pee behind the dumpster? And then some, apparently, lawyer got involved.
Yeah, technically, that would be.
Rent a portalette, I suppose. Okay. You ever rented a portalette, Jeff?
I never have rented one, no. No. I've sullied many.
Who has?
Where do you, is that the same place you rent chairs and party stuff?
Yeah, where'd you go for that? I just made a phone call.
Oh, all right.
To John, let him do it.
Well, I was going to say.
I didn't get my hands dirty at this thing. Sorry. Back to you, Christy.
What do we have now? Oh, disposable urinals have been in increasing demand as people try to avoid.
This is what I should have done.
What?
If I had known about this.
Yeah, disposable urinals.
Have you heard about this?
Disposable urinals. Huh.
Yes. The Amazon search rank for Travel John disposable urinal bags increased 5 times between May 2nd and June 6th. Urinal bags, for those of you who aren't familiar, contain chemicals that turn liquids into odorless solids so they can be thrown away.
Sick.
Devices that allow women to pee while standing have also seen increased internet interest from online retailers. Tina Caswell, a spokesperson for the company that makes Travel John, said the company is experiencing a drastic increase in sales, that it has temporarily paused social media promotions as we increased our production to keep up with the demand. Yeah, they're trying to avoid public restrooms at any cost.
These things are all over Amazon.
So Josh, when you've traveled across the country many times as a comedian.
Yes.
Willie, same with you. Have you ever peed into a...
Yes.
Into a jar or something?
Yeah. I peed into a wide mouth soda of some kind.
And wide mouth.
Right. Well, I mean, if anything, I didn't realize how difficult it was to do so sitting down, because when you're sitting down, it feels like you're done, but you're kind of not. So then when you stand up, there's...
Then zipping is...
Yeah. There's.
So are you suggesting that you peed all over your steering wheel?
A little bit. Got on... it made a little bit of a mess.
Mickey's malt liquor? That's the only wide mouth I can think of.
No, it was like one of those big Mountain Dews or something. Oh, okay. You know, like the 1 liter that has the wide mouth.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
You can also make love to it.
Sure,
when you're lonely on the road.
That's a little TMI.
Just trying to stay awake while driving through Kansas.
Easy thing up
to. The threads are ribbed for your convenience.
That's right.
So I have a question. These portable urinals, it turns a liquid into a, so it turns urine into like a, like some kind of a gel or something, I guess?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. It's
kind of like
solid
paint thickener. When you're getting rid of old paint cans, you have to put that paint thickener in there and then throw them out.
That's interesting.
You don't do that, do you? Oh, my gosh.
What?
Thicken your paint before you throw it out.
No, I use it all, then I throw it out.
Oh, that's probably
how do you thicken your paint?
Thicken up.
What do you put in it?
I like this powder. It's a powder.
Cornstarch? They're dying over there.
I didn't know you could throw it away.
another totally unrelatable.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right.
Come on.
Tom has never said that about anyone. Well, that guy's just dying.
I mentioned the movie Midsummer. And that was strike one, and then paint thickener.
Paint thickener? No, I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Just... But none of you have ever tried this stuff?
No.
Why would we buy urinals in a bag?
Yeah.
Hey, Christy, have you ever tried the thing that
they brought those in and we did them on the air one day.
You did?
Yeah, I think Pat was with, not that Pat.
How'd you like
Pat
it?
And I did it. It was all right, I guess. I don't have any need for it.
You're fine just sitting down?
But I guess it would be nice to take
out. You've never peed outside?
Not sober.
What are these portable urinals called?
So all the time.
Is there a brand for these portable urinals?
Yeah, they're all over.
Yeah. Travel John's.
The Travel John. This could be the Travel John big time fun guy room.
They got to come across with some cash to pay for that portageon I had to rent.
It would be great to have them like when you are hiking or on a picnic or something.
There's a famous lawsuit where a portageon company, they called them Here's Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
And sure. Johnny Carson had to go after him.
Wow.
They couldn't call it that anymore. But is there anything?
Barry had a line too called the Johnny B. Goods.
He didn't care for that.
He had cameras in every one of them. Yeah.
it was like a cell phone. It had a camera.
Well, no, he said it was part of quality control. He liked to keep his eye on how the products were doing. Yeah. And
now, is there a similar thing for number two?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. I don't know.
It's called a big bucket.
Now, that I've never done in a car.
God.
I haven't done that either.
No. That'd be a little tough.
Wait a minute.
Side of the road, perhaps.
I did do it in a car, but...
But your pants were on.
Right, yeah. That was.
I certainly don't think you could be driving. You can't drive and do that.
We're about to get another confession from Josh.
Holy heck.
You lost control in a car?
I did.
Was this a drinking thing?
I promise I did. We hit a...
Is this the car you still have?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not have that car anymore. It was...
You got to get rid of it.
We went to a fried chicken buffet. I remember this distinctly. And then we went and saw the movie Blood Diamond.
Oh.
And during that movie, my stomach was getting upset. I didn't care about what was happening on screen. I just chicken place. And after... And then I was driving home, and I went, I have got to get home. This is an emergency, and it was as bad as Yeah, it was. Wow. I was sitting in the car, and then it happened. And then
were you living in an apartment or a house?
Apartment with my brother John, and was.
So how did you get from the car to the apartment?
The apartment building was an old house that was separated into four apartments. No one else. Two of them were vacant, so it was John and I living downstairs, and his girlfriend living upstairs. And so we, no one else was home.
Did your brother know what had happened?
Yes, I told him because there was. Ugh. As I got out of the car and I go, this is terrible. And I was walking into the apartment and I got hit with an aftershock and I had to stand there.
Oh, gosh.
And more. And then I just had to take my pants and underwear off on the porch.
Oh.
And then walk in just directly to the shower.
Oh. Josh, I have almost this exact same story.
Did you like Blood Diamond?
I was a chicken.
We got Hooters. We got Hooters in the suburbs of Chicago, and then we drove back in, and then I had a fart go awry.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then big cleanup. I've also puked in the car.
Big cleanup.
Yeah.
Well. So anyway.
I got another moment I'm not proud of, but there's no reason to.
Well, thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
It was awful. What's it called again? The portal. The Travel John.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we should get some in here and see how they work.
I think the Travel John is the actual liquidy stuff that you use to thicken your urine.
Okay, that's not the name brand of the bag for this. Wow. Okay,
anyway. Moment was one of those times in your life where you go, I've got to make changes. I'm not doing something right.
I'm not a man.
Yeah, this shouldn't be happening.
Oh, and real quick,
sounds like the beginning of a TED talk.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to explain how I changed my life.
Yep.
I call this a pinch a loaf.
Josh looks at the camera. You're probably wondering how I got here.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.